Hello, everybody. Today's passage is Hebrews chapter 8. Now, the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus, it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain." But as it is, Christ has attained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that the first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. For he finds fault with them when he says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I show no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete, and what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Amen. The past few chapters, we've seen the author of Hebrews write about Jesus as the high priest. In chapter 8, verses 1, he basically gives a TLDR saying this is the main point. It says that we have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. But what does this mean and why is it important? Imagine with me those old TVs, and I mean those really old ones, the ones with the rabbit ear antennas. Those rabbit ears were essential as it was a tool to get reception to watch television. People couldn't watch TV without it. Not only that, but they were bound to the schedule of whatever was being broadcast in that hour. But at that time, those TVs were so good. But now, can you think of a single person that has that in their house? No way! Those TVs are now completely obsolete. It has been replaced with phones and smart TVs. Dozens of streaming services now let you watch whatever show or movie you like, and it is no longer bound to broadcasting schedules. You can watch them whenever you would like. The old TVs are like the old covenant that God had made with Israel, and the new smart TVs and streaming services are like the new covenant that Christ obtained. Take a look at verse 6. Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. This means that the new covenant that has been established through Jesus is way better. So with that, I think two questions naturally arise. One, what was wrong with the old covenant? Does that mean that God made a mistake? The old covenant that God made with the Israelites is called the Mosaic Covenant. Despite Israel's constant sin and rebellion, God, in his loving kindness, made a covenant with Israel, to be faithful to them and to be their God. They were asked to obey his laws and carry out sacrifices in the temple so that they could meet with him. In fact, once a year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies to intercede for the people directly with God. Verse 7 says that there would have been no occasion to look for a second covenant if the first one had been faultless. So God didn't make a mistake with this, but it is very clear that there was fault on Israel's end. Israel by no means deserved to even be offered this, but by God's grace, God made a covenant with them. And this covenant was good. Despite them breaking it over and over again, God still showed his mercy so that he could be with his people. With that, Hebrews is saying that with Jesus as the great high priest, The old covenant, like that rabbit ear TV, is now obsolete and the new covenant is that much better. So that leads to question number two. Why is the new covenant better? We will talk more about this in the next couple of chapters, but for now, we see in verse 10, with the author quoting the prophecy from Jeremiah 31:31, that the new covenant is this: I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. There's a lot to unpack here, but I think what is most striking to me is that there is a promise that we will know him, that he will be our God, and that in his mercy he will remember our sins no more. I know some people that say, I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. This implies that they are still holding on to the offense that occurred against them. God is not one to hold our sin over our heads to bring condemnation, but as it says in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions and sins from us. So today, let's acknowledge and give thanks that Jesus is our great high priest. He is our mediator. He is so much better than religion. He came so that we can have a love relationship with him. We no longer have to rely on our own efforts to follow the law, and we no longer have to offer sacrifices to atone for our sins. But instead, we can trust in Jesus and the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. We can have confidence that our sins truly are forgiven and that we are set free fully. Perhaps today you know in your head that Jesus has forgiven you, but you still hold on to that guilt or doubt, and it just seems to loom over your head. Let's come to Jesus today and receive the fullness of his forgiveness and remember the covenantal promise that he remembers our sins no more. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for the new covenant that you established. We thank you that through faith we can be forgiven fully. Help us to live as people who are part of this new covenant as we reflect on what you have done for us on Calvary today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.